Hollywood stars Mark Wahlberg and Russell Crowe are back on the big screen in this new crime drama.
I don't know why you hired me. Stick with the adultery narrative. It's sexier.
Yeah, lies are always sexier. Unfortunately, I've had enough this week to last me a lifetime.
Well, joining us now to talk about Broken City, Anne Hornaday, Washington Post film critic. Good to have you back, Anne.
Thank you, Sean.
So here we go. Pretty big stars. Mark Wahlberg, who seems to be in everything these days. Russell Crowe, again, coming off Les Mis. Is this worth a trip to the movies?
You know, this is one of those movies that just sort of sends you out shrugging. You know, it's okay. It's okay, but it kind of goes in and goes out, and you forget it immediately. It's a typical January movie. Russell Crowe, with a really bad hairstyle, plays this throwback of a New York mayor who I don't think we've seen the likes of this guy in generations. So the whole thing kind of has a dated schematic feel to it. Mark Wahlberg, always appealing, you know, plays this sort of bruised working class guy with a heart of gold who might have a little shadow material in his past that he has to deal with. Very sympathetic. It's just that the story is really nothing surprising. The twists aren't very twisty, and the whole thing feels very obviously cobbled together. So I think maybe viewers might be better off trying to catch up with some of those great Best Picture nominees this weekend for their Oscar ballots.
Now, we talked a little bit about Gangster Squad last week. Would that be a good alternative to going to see Broken City?
Well, you know, that wasn't one of my favorites. I think it's just a little too gun-happy, a little too self-consciously stylish. You know, like I said, I would rather catch up with something like a Zero Dark Thirty or, you know, one of those wonderful, you know, I think Argo is still in theaters. If you haven't seen that, you really must. It's just fantastic. So there are a lot of other good options out there.
Let me ask you about Zero Dark Thirty. I caught it on opening night here in Washington, and I've got to ask you this question. If we didn't have Lincoln this year, would Zero Dark Thirty be like Hurt Locker and be the big film of the season? It was so well done.
Oh, I agreed, Sean. I'm so glad you mentioned that. I personally would consider it the absolute shoe-in Best Picture. But I think you're right, though. Lincoln is absolutely... I mean, what a great year for movies, though. I mean, that we're discussing things like a Lincoln or a Zero Dark Thirty or an Argo just means that we were all the richer for it. It's just been 2012 was really a high watermark, I think, for filmgoers who are interested in all sorts of different movies. I mean, it was probably one of the most diverse years in recent memory in terms of just quality, whether it was a science fiction genre piece like Looper or a thriller like Zero Dark Thirty or Argo or a historical drama like Lincoln. It was just all very, very high quality.
I just wanted to mention Silver Linings Playbook went to
see
that. I don't know if a lot of people have gone to see that, but that is a movie that's so rich with texture.
It's so true, Veronica. Thank you for mentioning that. That's a real winner. And, of course, that was nominated in all four acting categories, which is a little bit of a rarity. And like you said, another story that has a lot of its own kind of cliches to it, but it's done in such a fresh way. And the actors are so convincing and so winning that it just gets under your skin. It's just a really sweet, heartwarming story.
All right, Anne, enjoy the weekend.
Thank you.
Anne Hornaday, Washington Post film critic.